restrictive trends have accelerated since the Supreme Court invalidated part of the Voting Rights Act 5 years ago, with a number of states finding new ways to make it harder to vote. Some have aggressively purged voters' registrations for inactivity. Still others have closed polling places. Suspicions of political motives have fueled distrust and anger. When construction required relocating the only polling place in the heavily Hispanic Dodge City, Kansas, this month, the local election official, a Republican, moved it 4 miles away outside the city limits. Democrats cried foul, seeing a plot to discourage voting, which Republicans denied. Democrats' concerns in Kansas were heightened because of the involvement of the Republican Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, in high-profile campaigns to crack down on voter fraud. Mr. Kobach championed a multi-state system of checking registrations to prevent voters from casting ballots in two places at once, a system that critics contend is seriously flawed. A recent nonpartisan analysis estimated that it mistakenly flagged about 200 legitimate voters for every double registration it caught. Greg Shufeld, an assistant professor of political science at Butler University, who co-authored a recent study on electoral integrity, said groups most affected by restrictive voting laws tend to lose confidence in the system, which can limit turnout as much as the laws themselves. If you feel the system is set up in a way to disenfranchise people, and you feel that the wheels of government are turning in a way to make people less likely to participate, eventually you're going to have less trust in the system, Dr. Shufeld said. And ultimately, you'll become less likely to participate. Mr. Kobach, who lost the race for governor in Kansas this month, has been tapped to lead a White House panel investigating voter fraud after Mr. Trump asserted, without evidence, that voting by millions of undocumented immigrants cost him the popular vote in 2016. The panel disbanded without finding any widespread fraud.